Hello, everyone. Welcome to Verbal Mileage. We are your hosts. Why do you gotta laugh at me every time I change it up a little bit? No one wants to hear the same thing all the time.
No, because I was just thinking, like, this is our nighttime tone.
Yeah, we're doing a nighttime episode.
Like, anytime we record at night,
trying to pretend.
It's much like,
I know. I was trying to pretend that it's not at nighttime.
I know, but it sounded like a nighttime tone.
Anyway. We are your hosts. I am Yonit.
Even my giggle will try to be contained a little bit because it's nighttime. And I'm Aliza. Cough right into to the microphone, Yonit.
So I think the Milers want to hear about the debrief.
They do, but I just need to say first.
Okay, go ahead.
That for those who haven't seen the news today, there was a shooting at the Walmart.
Can I just say, there's a shooting at that Walmart.
All the time.
Pretty frequently.
I know. Someone sent us that. A very loyal, a Miler.
Yes.
Actually, a couple told us about that. And in my head, I mean, I responded like.
I mean, since we've lived here, it's like the third or fourth
yes,
one I've seen.
There's been multiple. But the fact that it happened.
It's usually gang related.
Even better. Meaning like. Does that make it better?
It's Yoni? Not for me.
They're not targeting you.
It probably wasn't at like 10 a.m.
No, this was it. Was. This was like really? Early today, I
Prime
think.
Prime time. I could have been there.
Yes, this was a shoplifting gone wrong. Mm-hmm. So my point is just
why are they shooting a shoplifter? What could they possibly be
the
taking?
The shoplifter tried to run over the police officer.
Oh, with their car?
With their car or something. Oh. Read the article.
Now that you're saying that, I remember that.
Okay. Anyway, I just wanted to start off by saying I was right.
But it's still Walmart across sucks. The street from the grocery store.
I mean, I'm not going to do this again with you. I was right.
And the prices are very reasonable.
There is.
And I know where everything is.
There's another price you pay. Your life. Your safety.
I have not been shot or shoplifted at the Walmart.
You might be. You just never know. You need to stop going there. Just saying.
I'm sure as shit not going to Trader Joe's. That's for sure.
I really.
Get like two apricots
Stop
and a banana.
It. It's
what
enough.
Am I gonna get? There?
Everyone here loves Trader Joe's. You're the hater. You're the only hater on Trader Joe's.
It's too late in the day to discuss this.
I know. I just wanted to say that I was right. We don't need to rehash all of it. Just wanted everyone to know that I was right, and that's it.
All right.
Okay.
That's important.
No, I want you to say that.
That
I was
you
right.
were right.
Yes. I would like for you. No, you can't even say.
No. I'm gonna qualify this. I know that Walmart is ghetto. Like until living here. Mm-hmm. I never liked going into Walmarts, but it's the fact that you cannot go to one place and the kosher store is so out of the way and it's cheap.
We're not doing this again. Just say I was right.
No. But anyway, moving on.
I was right.
Okay.
Okay. Moving right. on.
Moving on.
The debrief about Purim?
Yeah.
Let's talk How about was your it. Purim? Are you just as happy after as you were before? Let's start with that. You started off, you went in feeling really,
really
excited and confident and happy. How did you leave Purim?
I had a great Purim. I think it was a little overshadowed by like what was going to happen the next day because my daughter was having surgery.
Right.
You know, I forgot like that and we came up with a new solution.
We did.
And we're going to broadcast it here and I'm excited mm-hmm. about it. But like I forgot that how much it sucks to drive around.
Yes. So
and at some point, so I'd say everything else was great and just as I expected. Like my kids had a great time. Mm-hmm. They, you know, they had their costumes. They love delivering Michelle Hanot. They all like fight over who gets to get out and drop it off.
Is that joyous for you?
The joy that my children express is joyous for me. Yes.
No, but the fighting.
Because no. They weren't really fighting. They were just like, I'm going to do this one. I'm going to do that one.
Oh,
also, we had a rule. We weren't eating anything. So all of the Michelle Hanot went into a box. So there was no like arguing over candy or anything like that.
So that was our rule. And I felt like we were being kind of grinchy.
No.
Like all my kids want. I'm like, you know, it's Purim. We should have just let them eat candy all day. Who cares?
No, but not
it's
in my
day.
Car.
Oh, your new
they got
car.
Home, yes.
All of a sudden now you think your car
they got
is going
to
stay
home and
clean.
They were allowed to do that. But also like.
We weren't always, home at all.
Can I tell you what ends up happening? Because then they're like, well, my friend gave me this, so this one's mine.
Yes,
my friend.
I hate that.
Yeah. So I made it very clear.
There is
that
no
everything
mine,
was to
right?
be shared.
Yes.
And that we weren't. And so it gets too complicated because like I can't. When I'm driving and I'm in the front and it gets nauseous, I can't
yes.
turn around and like control what they're doing. So the
but
rule
you had
was
Alex.
Just into the thing. And we stopped at various places where we could get some nosh.
Yeah.
So that was great.
Yes.
We stopped at a hot dog stand. I didn't have hot dogs, but the kids did. We stopped at, we got some shawarma.
I love how you needed to qualify that you didn't have hot dogs.
I didn't want to, it was 10 a.m. and I still had, I'm just saying, it was 11 a.m. I had a coffee in the car. I had a coffee in the car. I was not prepared to be fleshy.
I know, it's the fear of being fleshy.
Okay. But but then around, I think it was like 1:30, perfect, lunchtime. We went right by the shawarma stand.
Yeah.
And got some shawarma. It's that cute was that
they
great.
Had shawarma. We didn't make it there.
It was great. And it was very joyous. And the kids were happy to see their friends. Yeah, we had a great day. I will say.
And then your suda was great.
Yeah, our suda.
I'm just going to say.
Your suda. Well, our suda was great.
I know, but you were talking about your day and you just bypassed suda.
No. What I was going to say is that one of our mutual friends who was also at our suda. So after the McGillering, everybody's hauling us out to go. Okay. So I guess.
In fact,
like,
at one point during McGilla. Not during meal, during, like, the program, you said.
The children's program?
Yeah, the children's program after McGill, you're like, all right, I'm getting anxious. Can this be over? I need to go.
Yes, yes.
I need to go start delivering.
Right.
Yes.
No, at some point I hated here and I need to go. Like, we're done.
Well, and you were anxious
to start
delivering.
The day is just, like, carrying on. Yes. Yeah. But anyway, so our friends had saw us and we were, like, right at the beginning and they were just starting. And and you know, we still had like smiles on our faces and we were still feeling fresh. And then she said she saw us an hour later and we were visibly arguing in our car, which is
as the day goes
how
on
how it happens.
Yes.
Just like we ended up like Alex could not stop kvetching.
Kvetching.
I'm gonna throw it out there. He was kvetching, like literally everything was like oh, it was like another kid, like oh this and that. So at some point I let him drive so he would just
stop
shut up.
Kvetching.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway. I will say, I had a great Purim.
Thank you.
I did. That's I had a great good. Purim. It was much, so much better to have Ellie around.
Yeah.
To his credit, he didn't kvetch once.
Good.
About our deliveries.
Wonderful.
I don't know if that's because he, like, listened to the podcast last week and was
whatever
like,
works.
Elise is expecting me to sourpuss and I'm not going to be.
I will keep a smile on come hell or high water.
If verbal mileage had that influence, then that's fine. I'm happy with that.
I told you, it's a mitzvah.
But he didn't kvetch. The only annoying thing is that, like...
Ugh, you always have to come in with something.
No. It's not really annoying. It was honestly helpful, but, like, it annoyed me. When I do it, I kind of map it out in my head, but I kind of just drive around like an idiot, right? Like, we're going up and down and back and forth. He was, like, plugging things into Google Maps. I'm like, oh, stop it. Perm is not about things making sense. We're just driving around. Like, Ellie has to, like, plug it in and make it make sense, which was sort of helpful. But it, like, annoyed me a little bit.
Okay. All right.
Anyway.
Did you keep that to yourself? No, I've already heard you complain about this.
Yes. Yeah, of course I didn't keep it. Do I ever keep it to myself? What's the fun in that?
I know, but no, just, it was just lovely. To let him enjoy.
We also stopped at multiple donuts and hot dogs and whatever stands. I will say, though, what I realized is that it was actually funny. At, like, 8:30 in the morning, I, like, hear my ring, and I go to, like, watch it, and I literally see someone, like, sprinting.
I know who that was. I saw them doing it.
Okay, so I then screamed.
And then I went to go check my door and be like, did they give to me also? And they did.
Oh, you saw them doing it at my house?
Yes.
Who spies on who?
Well, it's right through my kitchen.
Yeah, literally.
I was making coffee or something.
Sprinting.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, they really didn't want to see us. Like, that must have been that. But you know why they were sprinting and why we're all doing it? Is because there's freaking a million Mishloach Manot.
Yes. Okay.
And it became like that, honestly, that ruined it. Like, it's not about the joy of delivering anymore. Like, my kids, it was stressful anyway.
They still like it. They like the thing of going out and
they
throwing
do,
it,
but it becomes stressful because it's like, okay, you can't take too much time and like you got to get in and out and let's go and there's no fighting and this and that.
All
and
right. We're about to break the internet right now.
I know. We are.
Okay.
Mishloach Manot has lost its appeal because it's too hectic. There's too many. It's gotten out of control.
Here's what it is.
Okay. Go for it.
I'm going to, since I came up with this plan, I want to take it.
No. I'm getting you ready for it.
Next year. We organize, except we have to come up with, like, a good Jewish name for this because I'm still calling it a trunk or treat.
I know.
But, like, I actually got this from my friend, and I guess other places do it too, that on Halloween, their church will organize where everybody can come during the daytime. Their kids dress up in costume, and they go from car to car, and they trick or treat.
Yes.
And why can't it be any different?
It should be
and
exactly
and we should do that. And I don't think you need to feel pressure to give everyone who comes because they're not all going to be
see,
your
that's
people.
The issue is that, like,
but
then
I don't
are you making
think it's
200?
An No, I don't think it's an issue. But it'd be nice to have a central location.
Right.
Where you kind of like, and then your kids can go deliver to their friends. Yes. It'd be nice and cute. And
that would be very cute. They can walk around with their friends.
And it's instead hard to coordinate driving around for 4 hours.
Yes, we were literally stuck in a
get
car.
Get it done in an hour.
Yeah.
And then we all get drunk on mimosas at brunch.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love it. Guys, Cleveland community, we're doing this.
We're doing this.
This is what it's going to be next this year. Everyone, PSA. Buckle up. Get ready.
I'm excited about it.
Me too.
We do have to come up with a fun name.
We do, but it'll be so much more fun for the parents. We can all hang out while our kids go around.
Yes.
Together.
Oh.
What?
Well, it depends where we hold it, but we should bring some kind of alcohol to the trunk or treat.
I said that to you, and you were like, I don't think that that one.
Well, depends where we hold it.
Okay, fine. But I said that. We should be drinking during the trunk or treat.
Yeah.
Yes.
We can be doing l'chaims.
Yes. I know. This is wonderful. Fantastic.
I'm excited.
And then you know
even
what?
Even if we organized it like, I was going to say on a street, but that gets chaotic.
No, that's chaotic. No, we'll find somewhere.
Yeah. All right. I'm excited about this idea.
I hear our wheels turning right now.
I know. And I want to hear what other people have to say about it.
I know.
I think once people hear this, it's going to blow everyone's minds.
Yes.
I hear mine's blowing.
I know. My mind is currently blowing.
Yeah.
Every time we talk about it. I don't know why.
It's going to be a game changer.
It is a huge
Everyone complains about the same thing.
Yes.
We all do the same stupid thing.
Yes.
And this is it. It's a game changer.
Right. And like, I don't think Ellie got out of the car once in like for 2 hours because he's the driver. So he doesn't get out. And it's just like, it's either me running up to the door because it's quicker.
Right.
And yelling at my kids like, no, you can't get out because it's too slow.
Right.
Or my kids fight. It's just like, it's too much.
And part of the issue is, it's like then what's sad is it's probably the same thing you have with Julia is that like Eden, it's not as easy for her to get
out. So I don't let her get out.
Right.
Much.
And then she gets upset. And then every time she gets out, it's like a 7 minute process.
Yes. Also,
it's a real slowdown. It's a bottleneck.
We made a mistake in not doing kid specific Mishloach Manot because then my kids fought about who gets to give it to the family. When there's some
there's another miler and they will know who they are. And they do something cute where their kids each get to pack their own individual Mishloach Manot. So, like, we literally stopped by the car. They gave us the family one, which was actually very nice. Like, not the typical just, like, junk thrown into a thing. And then their kids gave to, like, the kids in their class.
Well, do you have to do a family one if you're doing kid ones?
I think that's up to you.
Do you want to be giving that out? I'm like, because then it gets too many.
No, I don't. Like, no, I don't.
I want to
get drunk in a trunk or treat and then have brunch.
That's what I want to do. Family ones and kid ones. I just want kid ones.
All right. So in summation, we had a great time.
Yes, it was great.
We've broken your
Well, Ellie just has to be around. That's the problem. I can't. It's so annoying to do it alone.
It's annoying to do any holiday alone, quite frankly.
Yeah, it really is.
So maybe he needs to make the effort to take off for Purim.
But it's always me who's like, no, don't take off. It's not worth like a vacation.
Well,
like,
stop being such a martyr.
Like next year, Purim's on a Friday. I'm not going to have him take off. He's off like Friday afternoon anyway.
You're going to hate that. Just, all right. Anyway, we'll circle back next year.
Yes, but it was much better.
Yes.
It was much better. I try, and literally all morning, I'm saying to my kids, guys, Purim is going to be great. There's no fighting. Purim is going to be great this year.
They're like, mommy's going crazy.
Yes. They were like, okay. They're like screaming at each other. I'm like, stop it. We're having a great Purim.
And we did you did a really cute thing at the Suda where you got a bunch of prizes.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And then your daughter and a little bit my son.
I think I felt bad before the Suda. I was like, Emma. Do not boss Yoav around.
It's fine.
He wants to do it with you.
No, he likes being bossed around.
Okay,
but
fine.
Anyway, they ran a carnival. They gave out prizes.
Yeah, it was very cute.
It was very cute. Mostly everyone was really happy.
My own kid wasn't happy. She was fine.
By the way, Emma really threw me under the bus.
What?
Because that was a prize that I saw, and I was like, oh, Eden would love that. Can you make sure she gets that? And apparently Audrey wanted that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Who cares?
And
They're
then
she
babies. Was like, and then Emma was like, you told me you wanted Eden to get that one. I was like, shut up. Go away.
That's funny. Whatever. They got over it. But it was great because then the kids were busy.
Yes.
Then we turned on a movie for them. And then the adults just
It was
fun.
A great time had by all.
It was. Yeah. It was great. I don't think I got drunk enough.
I didn't get drunk. I wasn't in the mood to drink.
Why? Because of the surgery?
I don't know.
Okay.
I was just tired. I'd worked the day before. I don't know. It was a late night.
Yeah.
I'm not always in the mood to drink. What can I say?
Come on, Yoni.
If I could have slept in the next day. Like, by the way, next year.
Yes.
Since it's on a Friday.
Well, we're going to be drunk all day.
We're going to get
trunk or treat
day
at the brunch.
Yeah. I'm going to be vomiting by 6 p.m.
I mean, no one's going to Shul on Shabbat. We're all just going to be hungover.
Just continue the party.
Yes. But it was a great perm.
All right, good.
It was better than previous years for sure.
And now we got this holiday out of the way, and the next holiday to complain about is Pesach. I already, like, in the grocery stores, you see them, like, putting up the matzah.
Ellie went to Costco today, and he's like, should I buy matzah? They have it out. I'm like, I can't deal with that right now.
I don't want any matzah.
Nobody, for the Seder.
I don't want any matzah.
I'm like, no, I can't have that.
I like my bathroom schedule as it is. Thank you very much.
I'm not ready for that next
one. No, I'm not either. And actually, I always like hold out. I'm always like in firm belief that it's just not coming.
And then it's there.
A few days before, and I'm like, oh, I didn't do anything. Because it's also widely known.
Yeah.
At least by people who live here, that the second form is over, you're supposed to stock up on your... Well, it used to be true, but
now that we have the Grove, it's different.
I know.
But it used to be that way. And if you didn't buy it the second it came out, that's it.
I feel like I really want to try to just stay away from all the shitty snacks. I say that every year.
But we'll have to have like a special Pesach episode where we can bitch about all things Pesach.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying that's the next one coming.
Yes, it really is. Yes. What is Alex's tea conundrum?
This is going to be like, if you think shit versus vomit was like a real page turner, then Alex's key conundrum. So I'll back up the story with, we just leased two new cars because one of our cars was totaled and the other one, the lease was up. Previously, we only had one key to each car.
Okay.
For stupid reasons. Our lease, they only gave us one key. We never got sent another one. Okay. That's just what it was. And the other one was lost.
You lived like that for 3 years?
So we had a keychain for one. We had a keychain for the other. We would constantly swap. Whoever went to work took one car. Whoever had the kids took the other. Right. So
it's amazing that one of you didn't end up with both keys at one point.
It did happen.
That must have. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. It happened a few times. But we have like a key bowl. The rule is to try to keep it in the key bowl. Whatever. Anyway. But yes, it's annoying, right? So now that we have these two things, I was like, finally, the world is in order. Everything makes sense.
Be normal people.
I shall have my keychain. You shall have your keychain. Alex is ridiculous. So
why?
He says that he's like, we should take the extra, and I'm putting in quotations for people who can't
like
see me.
Like the second key?
The quote extra key. There's no extra key.
No, like the second
key. It's not a house key. Yes, the second key. And we should leave them in the home. Anyway, but like,
what?
Right.
Why?
Why?
Because he said the logic.
He insisted. I don't know. Maybe he'll want to explain his logic. Alex,
do you want to be on the pod?
Dum, 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 dum. Anyway. Do you want to be on the pod and explain? Your thinking is that You want that, like, if one of us should need the key, that it's safely at home.
What?
That if for some reason someone needs an extra key, you know exactly where it is.
That is the stupidest thing
I've ever
heard.
It's so stupid. In the history of couples having two cars,
never.
Everyone has always had a key to the other. Also, if I'm like, oh, I locked my key in the car, what, you're going to go home, get it out of the thing, and then go meet me where I am? You're supposed to have it on the chain. In fact, it came up this week.
What if you lose your keychain?
Then you have
then
the
you
other
have
one.
The key on your keychain.
So no, what?
Wait, why would you lose two keys?
Why would I lose my keychain? Also, the way that cars function, I don't even think you could. Where would I lose
it? Not both keys are on. You're saying you've lost two keys to each car?
Yes.
Right. Okay, but then you have the other keys.
Right. Everyone in the world does it that way.
I'm not even allowed to drive Ellie's car and I have his key on my keychain.
You're not allowed?
No, I am, and I am. I'm kind of scared too.
Yeah.
Also, I'm probably not allowed.
I'll have to confirm that.
And I have his key on my keychain.
Right.
Because
that's how people,
that's
how normal people do
it. Yes. This is stupid.
And actually, right before I did this, wait. I want
to
say.
If you're going to talk, you have to come to the microphone, Alex.
No,
you have to
come from there. Don't talk from there. Wait, I do want to say, when I did this, you were talking to me and you're like, no, I'm serious about this. And as you said that, I put the key on my keychain and I said, I'm leaving now.
I still don't have my second key.
And I have two. Well, that's stupid.
The whole.
Can you talk into the mic?
Talk into the mic, Alex. This is Alex's debut. I won't make a big deal. Okay, go, Alex.
Mm-hmm. Just bring your face to the mic.
The whole scenario is, let's say you are home.
Wait, stop. Just come right over here and talk into it. But don't move it because it's
He's sitting. This is real.
Okay.
This is real. This is happening.
It's happening.
Ooh. No.
Oh, oh. No, it's
don't
fine.
Touch anything. Just don't touch it.
Jesus Christ.
You're fine.
Alex okay. is going to be the end of verbal mind.
Check, check.
No.
No, we've okay. done that.
This is already happening.
It's going.
Please just tell it.
I'll tell you. I'll give you a scenario, okay? It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Ellie left the building.
At home?
Yes. You can't.
He's Frasier.
Yes.
The big building, the big blue building. He left the building.
It's getting weird.
You're about to leave the house. Mm-hmm. You're freaking out. The children are screaming. And you can't find your keys. Like, where are they?
Stop. Can I stop?
Where are my keys? Where are my keys? And then, but both keys are on the keychain. And Ellie has your other key on his keychain. But what if you had two sets of keys in a, whatever, safe, bowl, doesn't matter where it is, mm-hmm. that you're like, oh, I'm late for school. I'm about to kill my children. I can just grab a key from the safe and figure out where my key is later.
But the more common scenario.
No, that's the most common scenario.
No. The more common scenario is what happened to this the other day. Okay, I worked on Friday, right? I came to shul Friday night, because I know you want to interject. It was very late.
Saturday night,
I'm sorry. I came to shul on Saturday night because they were reading the Megillah. I was going to listen to a different Megillah. The kids were exhausted. I wanted to take the two younger ones home. If you had just had...
Mm-hmm.
The key to my car and your keychain, I could have just taken them and gone and said, oh, I took the kids. Instead, you had to come out. Yep. We needed to switch keys. Yep. There should be no switching of
Correct.
The keys.
Ever.
The idea is that it's all seamless.
Yes.
I have a key to my car. You have a key to your car. They're really
our car. Are you losing
car.
Your keys that often that you're worried about this scenario that you're going to lose
Almost
your keys?
Almost every morning I cannot find my keys.
Okay, but that's a you problem.
I don't know.
Also can't find his glasses or your wallet. Maybe you need to just put things in the bowl.
Yes.
You never put things
Maybe
in
the bowl. Maybe it should just be an Alex are. Bowl. I don't think you need spare keys in the bowl. I think all your shit just needs to go in the bowl.
I still feel strongly. Your point
no,
doesn't make
this
sense.
Is okay. dumb.
Well,
no,
people
this
are going to speak out and you're going to learn that you're stupid.
Yeah. People might feel bad for you and agree with you, but it's pity agreement.
Who's going to feel bad?
I don't know, because he's on the pod for the first time. No one wants to upset him.
No one cares.
People tend to, you know.
What?
Draw to, like, logic. So.
All right, you're dismissed now. Thank you for your appearance.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alex. But he's an idiot.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, he's still standing here.
Listen.
This makes no sense.
We've been married for 13 years. I'm familiar with his...
Do you currently have two keys on your keychain?
Yeah, of course I do. Okay. I'm not stupid.
So he's the only... Yeah, what?
Next time you're looking for your keys in the morning.
Oh, good.
Think about what I said.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll be hearing your screams from the...
You'll be hearing...
From the big blue building.
All right. Is there anything else of any import? Because I'm sleepy. We can make this a short episode.
No, I don't think so. I did text you one thing that what might get lost. Kids who are bad at playdate.
Do you want to talk about that right now? Kids are bad at play dates.
Is it too annoying for a nighttime topic? There are some kids.
Right.
I'm kind of afraid that my kids are this, or maybe they're only like this in my house.
That they're just to drag the minute they
come
in. Yes. Yeah.
I'm bored. We're bored. We have nothing to do. Right. We're hungry. All they want are snacks. Although all Juju does is eat snacks when she's here. But
she helps.
Like that's
she helps herself.
She helps herself. No, but it's like.
Actually, she's funny because she's never satisfied with the snacks she has.
What?
She always
did you
the
know
Pirate's
that?
Booty. It's Pirate's Booty, I know, but there's usually like a line. Like she's usually tried. She sampled like 10 different.
Oh yeah, yeah. She needs
snacks.
It's a constant revolving door of snacks.
But
she
does
finish one.
She does. Yeah, but she'll eat it. Like she'll eat it for a while, and then she'd be like, "I want pretzels. You want pretzels? Yeah." And then it's like, "What else? You want grapes? Yeah." Move on to tomatoes. Yeah.
Like you know she just snackers.
Yes.
Those are her favorites. I have a question. Do you keep things in the house that you know Juju likes? Or are we not there yet?
I keep things
like specific that you're like, oh, I'll buy grapes because I know Juju likes them.
Oh, that's funny.
Or are we not there yet?
No, I don't think we're there yet, but also I just feel like...
You always have those things.
Yeah, I just have those things. And okay. She knows what we have.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like she knows what to go to.
Okay. But yeah. I feel like that's different than these other kids who it's like, the minute the play date starts, they're like,
right.
We're bored. We don't want to do TV.
Are,
I'm like, no.
There are certain kids like that. Like, if my kids want to do a play date, I'm like, you have to do it at their house.
Yeah.
Because...
You know that the kid coming is going to bring down the whole play date. Right.
Like, that to me is so annoying. Like, kids who come and they can't stay. Like,
my kids are pretty good at like staying focused on a game.
Yeah.
And like they'll start a game and then in 2 minutes they're like, I don't want to do that. And you know what I mean? Yes. And it's like, I'm not here to facilitate this. You're here to make my life easier.
Correct. I hate that. Do or your all they job. Want is to watch TV. And I'm like, you're not here to watch TV.
Right. That's true. It's and that's annoying. Usually why what I announce. I'm like, you have a play date. Yes. You're having a play date so that you don't watch right. TV.
I hate that.
And then especially when the other kid who's not my kid keeps asking me.
Yes.
I'm like, bitch, what are you doing? I know, like, stop. Yeah, it. I say to that kid, I go, bitch. No. Yes, I agree. There I are kids who are kid bad at play dates.
For TV when they have friends over. I'm like, you know the rules. Stop it.
Right.
It's annoying.
And I will say that those kids, I really try to facilitate play dates at the other person's house.
How do you do that? You invite your kid over to their house? That's hard. My kids will ask. They're like, I want to go to so-and-so's house. And I'm like,
I know. It's a weird.
Depending on if I can't like ask, yeah. Can so-and-so, can Audrey come over?
Right. Yeah. You're right. It's awkward. It's or hard. I just say, pick another friend. So there are some kids where I've been like, oh, they're kind of annoying. How about so-and-so? Like, I'll just try and, like, insert a different friend. Like, oh, we haven't played with so-and-so for a while.
You know what's hard? I've had people text like, oh, is Audrey available for a play date today?
Yeah.
And I'll say, sure, thinking that I'm agreeing for Audrey to go to them. And then they'll be like, oh, okay, I'll drop so-and-so off at that at this time. Oh,
well, they beat you to the game.
But I'm like, that's not how it works.
That's not how it works, right? That's cheating.
That's cheating. But so, maybe that's so now, the way to so do it.
You need to just say, sure, or you should say, sure, when would you like me to bring her over?
Like in the same text?
You got to beat them to it.
Yeah.
Maybe beat them at their own game.
Or if we want to facilitate a play date at someone else's house, maybe that's the way to do it. Maybe they've figured out the system.
I feel like a lot of times it's kind of like, oh, they want to do a play date. Do you want to do our house or yours? Oh,
I hate that also.
But then
it puts it in your court.
Yeah. And then they'll often say, like, oh, I don't care. And then I'll say like, oh, so-and-so really wanted to come to your house.
Right.
We do have a couple, but I will say there's a lot of reciprocity there. Like we have some kids who like frequently do play dates and I'll ask them whose house do you want to go to? And sometimes they say ours, sometimes they say theirs.
Yeah. No, we also have that. There are some kids who ask me.
Don't mumble. We're on a podcast.
Sorry. There are some, well, it's because I was like, should I say this? Maybe we'll cut it.
We'll cut it.
Maybe we will. There are some kids who I see because like, I'm at the school a lot, and there are some kids who I see who are always like, can I have a play date? Can I have a play date? Right. Can you text my mom? And I'm like, uh-huh.
Never.
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 Never. I'm like, when are you going to learn that I'm not fucking texting your mom because I don't want you to come over?
Right.
Ever.
You're a terrible kid. Learn but to play better.
It's so, I'm like, yeah, of course I will. And I think like the teachers see this and they are like, you're not texting her mom. That's not happening.
Yeah. All right.
And on that note.
Okay. This has been another episode of Verbal Mileage. And this was, I feel like this was another sleepy tea episode without the tea.
It was. But we did reveal an exciting
announcement. We had a big revelation.
Our trunk or treat for next year. Yeah. Someone come up with a witty name, please, for us.
Well, I'll think on it.
Oh, you don't need
But if someone, actually, that would be great.
Contest.
Contest. Yes.
Yes. Contest time.
Contest for a prize in the next, we'll give them 4 weeks because I know Pesach is coming.
Yeah, it's going to be a little hard.
Okay. We would love to hear your ideas for what this trunk or treat should be called.
Yes.
For next Purim. And then we'll facilitate it. Mm-hmm. That would be great.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Say Merry Christmas.